Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
So, I got my ass chewed because I left y'all hanging and shit. And let me just, I gotta apologize. I've been so fucked off. This moving has got me going, and I've been moving and nothing's changing. You know, I was in a class, and the lady was talking about how she couldn't pay for the class no more because she lives in California, and everything has went up. You know, she's like, her rents went up, foods went up, gas was $7 a gallon there, and she just can't afford it. And the other girl was arguing with her, talking about, well, shit, it only comes up to like $44 or $37 a week. Why the fuck can't you pay your dues to be in this class and shit like that? And this is important. And so anyway, they were having it out, like, in front of everybody. At first, I was kind of offended and shit. And I was like, damn, y'all got, you know, that's kind of fucked up to have your little argument, disputes and shit in front of everybody. But then I kind of got it. Like, you know, if you don't speak up about shit, you get fucked every time. And I found myself falling in that same category with this and everything else I got going on in my life. Like, because I'm trying to take on too many tasks, and because it hasn't been heart-centered in what I'm supposed to do, I've been getting fucked. Like, literally, getting fucked. And, you know, you have to have a nice heart, but you ain't got to be stupid helping motherfuckers that don't, you know, pour into you. They don't help you by any means of the imagination of the shit. They don't even help the fucking cause. Motherfuckers is taking every which way. So I'm thinking, well, just kick the bitch out the class. She's like, no, I love you. You contribute a lot. But you just need to fucking communicate what's going on. Why is it so fucking hard for us to communicate like we want? Like we should. Like we fucking expect. You know, I expect a motherfucker to tell me what's going on. I expect a motherfucker to be straight up with me. But then, you know, I got my moments where I'm not being straight up. And I'm like, damn, bitch, you, this was a teaching moment. But anyway, everything is going up. And a lot of shit is not replacing that value. In other words, yeah, it costs more to do damn near everything. And it's rightfully so. People are increasing the price of any and everything that you got going on. I mean, services, everything. It is rightfully so that you increase the price, because it's like, do you respect me? Do you want this good meat that I'm handing out to you? Or you really want to keep on fucking just cheating, you know, cheating me? And if you keep cheating me and you feel like that's okay, then fuck you. We don't need to do shit together. I mean, it's just real talk, real expectations. And you can't be mad. Like, why are you mad? That's immaturity to be mad about a situation that it's obvious that the whole world is experiencing. No reason to be mad. So I got called on my shit. And like I said, I owe y'all an apology, because that was not me giving any part of my best self. And, you know, you don't want to be accused of giving the shitty side of you. You want to give your best self. So I'm going to tell y'all now, I'm going to do better. I just need to do better. I need to do better in my content. My content is typically really grade A good shit. And now, oh my God, I was giving y'all some bullshit because I was just trying to hit a deadline. And that shit hurt. So what I'm giving you today is raw. It's truthful. It's, you know, I'm taking my time. I had to set the time apart. I mean, when I tell you I don't have fucking 24 hours in the day, and I don't know why. It's like, bitch, did you sleep most of it? Did you fuck some of it? What did you do? I didn't get what I wanted. I know that damn much. I ain't gonna lie. I probably wanted to get some good bang your head up damn tight dick. A good 2 hours of that. Not, and it don't have to all be at once. But if I could get, you know, 2 hours worth of dick in a day, maybe 6 to 8 hours worth of good work in a day, a good hour of planning, give me 2-3 hours of eating. See how this shit add up? You do some damn diabolical math of your time. You fucking running out of time, bitch. It's like, wait a minute. Why don't back the fuck up? Where is my fucking time? Where's my time for fucking? Because that's important to me. You gotta know what the fuck's important to you, what you want in there. Now, I get it. Your fucking time, you need to have somebody here to fuck. I get it. If you ain't got nobody to fuck, it's like, fuck fucking time. That shit is an absolute no-no at this point. I get it. But I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna get me somebody worth fucking on a regular and, you know, that good jug, that good pop, that good pump. So, anywho. Where the fuck somebody knocking on my door? What is going on around here? I'm not screaming, I'm not hollering. I'm minding my own fucking business. What do you want? Anyway, I tell you what. The class today. Yeah, my podcasts are turning into classes. Because I find myself doing more teaching than any damn thing. Right? I find myself doing more teaching than anything. Teaching is where I think I light up and it's the better inspiration for me. I find myself teaching shit. So, I was watching, you know, y'all know I watch, when I do watch TV, because I'm not a big TV person, but when I do watch TV, I usually try to watch something educational. I like to watch something that's edifying, right? It's going to edify my spirit, my mind, feed me something, give me something that I need, right? Give me some insight to who I am and what I like and what I don't like. I really like edification. So, let me tell you about what I was watching. I was watching a damn documentary type thing or whatever you call it with the animals and shit. I love animals. I do. Y'all know this. So, I'm watching these animals and shit and they got these bonobos. Yeah, baby. Motherfucking bonobos. And I'm just intrigued by these little motherfuckers. Yeah, I'm intrigued by the little monkeys. Don't just listen. I'm highly intrigued by the little motherfucking monkeys called bonobos. The bonobos, the boss the fuck up. And it came and it occurred to me. Heaven, if you believe in heaven, is gonna be full of them motherfuckers. When you get to heaven, and when you find your heaven, when you create your heaven every day, whatever it is that you got going on with heaven, whatever your space, your time, your relationship is with heaven, whatever heaven means to you. Because the bonobos, they didn't figure that shit out. And they create heaven daily. They are in constant heaven. They are in constant joy, constant pleasure. Oh my God, yes, they fuck for pleasure. And they fuck 75% of their day. 75% of a bonobo's life is centered around seeking pleasure. It don't get no fucking better than that. I said, these motherfuckers have figured out something that people been trying to figure out for decades. And I'm sitting over here tripping over these bonobos. Now, don't quote me, because I'm probably saying the fucking name wrong. I really am. I was like, is it a bonobo? Bonobo? They ought to tell you how the shit's spelled. But anywho, I'm watching them and I'm just intrigued. I mean, they just sit in there minding their business and all of a sudden then they go start fucking. So, sorry about that. Back to the damn bonobos, however you pronounce them, bonobos. So, 75% of their time is spent fucking. Yes, they like sex. Like you think you like sex? No, they're in for pleasure. They do things for pleasure. They literally just go about life in a pleasure state. I asked a question to a lot of people. Do you know the difference between happy and do you know the difference between happy and joy? Because, you know, happy is just a state of how I'm feeling today, or this is going on, or this particular event made me happy. But joy is something that you strive to have all the time. It's just there. It's just, hey, that's a joyful person. That's a joy. You're a joy to be around type thing, you know. But happy, it's like, oh, that made me happy, you know. I was happy when he, took his pants down and I saw that he had a big dick. I was happy about that. That's not joy. Joy is, you know, I'm just so happy to be alive and, good things are happening in my life. And, you know, I just have a joyful spirit about me majority of the damn time. And people that know me know that I'm a very joy and joyful person. And so when you take that away, they usually get into a space where they're like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? I hate seeing you like this. You know, because everybody has moments where they're down. And I don't think that people really understand how to handle the strong man when the strong man is down. And then the Bible talks about the strong man. And, as a society, we tend to kick folks that we think are down and only help those that we think are weak. But sometimes the strong man needs help too. The person that's always joyful and jovial and this and that. Who helps me get up? Nobody gives a fuck if you get up. That's what I'm learning. And it's a learning curve for me because I'm like, damn, I can't get nobody to just see me where I'm at. And then they're like, well, you don't ask. Well, fuck, you help everybody else without them putting it out there and broadcasting it, that, you know, that they got to put all this shit out on the table for you. But for the strong person, that's the only way they'll know is if you tell them. So if you, some of y'all are them strong people too. I'm not the only one that just don't seem to know how to put yourself out there and say, I need help. Or, you know, today's just not a good day for me. I'm not having a good moment. And that moment can last a little bit longer. You know, they say joy comes in the morning. And it's a bad feeling when it don't. Where's my joy? Where is it? And I'm telling you, I've just been having some days like that where the fucking joy didn't show up in the morning. Point blank. It's nothing personal to anybody. It's not that I don't want to do it. It's not. And sometimes you just physically can't. It hurts too much. And I think as a community, we don't give each other grace for that. We'll give them white people. Sorry. I don't know how many white people listening. I love y'all. But y'all don't understand. Because y'all been going to counseling and y'all been able to tell all your fucking business without feeling like mom and them gonna lock you up or somebody gonna think you crazy. We think y'all crazy anyway and y'all laugh about it. Because y'all don't have to feel, you know, threatened going out into the world and doing all the other world shit. It don't fucking faze y'all like it do black people. I'm sorry. And you can sit there and say, I understand. No, the fuck you don't. Period. It's just not the same. It's not. And I mean, it's so crazy that so many black people will not wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt because they're being judged for wearing it. And white person got it on and walking everywhere. No flinch. No fudge. No nothing. Do you hear me? But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm not attacking black, white, whatever. Like I said, I love them all. Just, it's a time and a place for everything. But when you don't understand the source of your pain or what you're going through, and you don't have an outlet to talk about it because you're the strong man, that's the problem. That's the problem. And I think our community doesn't allow for people to feel safe. And create a safe space to be sad, to feel all your emotions, to go through it. Yeah, go through your shit. And this motherfucker texts me one more motherfucking time. I swear to God. So I got somebody, baby, attached to me. I don't know who he is in the spirit realm, but I done told his ass 10 lies. I'm not even the lying type. I really ain't. I don't give a fuck enough. But I just was trying to protect his little feelings. And I told him I was married. I told him, shit. I mean, that's a stretch. Me saying I'm married, I ain't even got no man. I said it. Don't repeat that, though. Because, you know, there's somebody out there that think they my man that might get offended by that whole comment. So anyway, I feel like I done lied to this boy like 10 times. And he like, hey, you want this? It's this little guy that just popped up outside my hotel room. And he was helping me. It's the only reason I gave him the damn text. Now he's like, hey, you want to go to lunch? Bitch, I don't live here. I am in a hotel like you. What are you doing? It was, hi, nice to meet you. Share a little bit of your story and you move the fuck on. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I got somebody, little kid, just gone, and I ain't did nothing to him. And ain't going to. Ain't even my type. Plus, he's a kid. I don't like motherfuckers under 40. I said, boy, I was having kids so damn young. Damn kids is almost as old as you, partner. And I'm like, oh, that's beautiful. Boy, get the fuck on. I'm trying to save somebody's kid from my fucking wrath. Like, you have no clue, little boy. I will take your money and have you strung out like you on crack. Don't you understand there are human shape, size, informed fucking drugs out there? I am one of them. And the detox of this bitch is powerful and painful. You would... I'm hard to get off of. Straight up. I am damn near as bad, if not worse, than cocaine. Probably meth. I don't know. Which one of them drugs fuck you up to hell and back? I know I'm up there with them. And I walk around in human form with a nice fat ass and a mouthpiece that's out of this world. And shit. Head game to tell you I went to 2 colleges, maybe 3. I will fuck you up, point blank. Not even trying to brag about shit, not even just putting it out there, but like, I'm trying to warn you, little boy, get the fuck on. No, you over there wanting to taste death, trying to come over here and fuck with this and taste death. I digress. Everybody's always trying to get into something that they don't know what they're doing, right? That's the way we work as a human being, as a human race, right? Doing shit we ain't got no business. Doing shit we cannot control, can't handle, whatever the hell it is. But I tell you what, I am blessed. I apologize that my classes, my podcasts have been late. I'm going to deliver the best content that you could ever want to listen to. And I'm going to do it soon. Now, I tell you what. Get ready for an amazing new version. A 2.0, a 3.0, an expedited expedition. Get ready. Because I'm finna live my life like a bonobo. Just whatever pleases me is gonna come first. I'm gonna please me first, then do all the other shit. I'm gonna watch y'all motherfuckers get there late, creating your own heaven, because you think your heaven revolves around stacks of money, or you think your heaven revolves around stack of bitches, or you think your heaven revolves around a stack of purses and shit like that and other material things. Whatever fuck your heaven involves. There are material things in heaven. It is. And you can create your own however you feel. So whatever heaven you create, so be. I think I like the pleasure principle of them damn bonobos. I'm fucked up about it. I'm stuck on it, and I'm gonna see what it looks like. Now, don't get me wrong. If I don't like it, I can change it. That's such a powerful thing. You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to do shit you don't want to do. You can move however you feel about the cabin. And that, my friend, is Real Talk with Tanisha. Straight up with Tanisha. All right? Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.